Skyfall, the latest James Bond thriller, opens in theaters tomorrow. Its title song is co-written and performed by British sensation Adele, who continues a 50-year tradition of top singers lending their voices to the Bond oeuvre.
We have all the time in the world.
Just like the moon.
Madonna, before that Tina Turner, Duran Duran, Shirley Bassey, Louis Armstrong. Music writer John Burlingame has written a detailed film-by-film history of the music that makes the Bond films sing. His book is, coincidentally, called The Music of James Bond, and we're going to spend a few minutes with him today because it's been a long couple of weeks. John Burlingame joins us from the NPR studios in Culver City. Welcome.
Thank you.
So why? Why'd you think to do this?
It's the one part of the Bond mystique, I think, that has never really been properly covered in print. There's so much backstory, so much history, so much fascinating tales behind the stories of all the songs and scores of 50 years of Bond music that, someone had to do it, right?
Right. And who knew? The drama is almost like what it is on the screen. You've got competition over who wrote what. Let's go back to the beginning. 1962's Dr. No, Sean Connery plays super spy James Bond. He's playing cards at a casino. And then there's that moment. Let's listen.
I admire your luck, Mr.
Bond. James Bond.
There it is. I mean, that's the theme to James Bond as he's introduced, Bond, James Bond. And the fact that it's played right there, do I remember this correctly? That was just sort of an editor who decided, I'm going to throw that music in occasionally throughout the film.
That's right. It was editor Peter Hunt who had heard John Barry's arrangement and performance of the Bond theme, actually written by Monty Norman, the London songwriter who was signed to score Dr. No. But Hunt so loved John's arrangement and version of that, which is sort of dark and dangerous and even explosive when it comes to the brass midsection, that he dropped the tune in several times, almost any time Bond is on screen in Dr. No. And by the time you were exiting the theater, you were definitely humming that tune.
Well, and tell us this backstory, because as you say, John Barry, who went on to do so many films and so many Bond films, 11 James Bond films, he orchestrated it, but Monty Norman wrote it, but there was a lot of controversy over that.
Yeah, that's right. Monty Norman was a very popular London songwriter who had actually gone down to Jamaica with the team during the filming of Dr. No, and he wrote all of the songs that you hear. For example, when Ursula Andress emerges from the ocean, she's singing Under the Mango Tree.
Underneath the mango tree, me honey and me, come watch for the moon. Underneath the mango tree, me honey and me, make boo-loo-loop soon.
That's one of Monty Norman's songs. And Norman had written this theme that was going to be the signature for Bond, but it was felt that someone with more of a commercial sensibility might be an asset to the final film. So they took the Monty Norman tune and they gave it to John Barry, who had had some considerable success. And he gave it that dark sound, that sort of stealthy and ultimately exciting sound that the filmmakers felt they needed. Over the years, John Barry gave a number of interviews where he claimed credit for writing the tune, the instrumental theme. And Monty Norman ultimately sued on several occasions, actually, but the big one was in 2001, where Monty sued the Sunday Times of London, which had printed that John had actually written the song. That ended up in a libel trial, which Monty Norman won.
Well, and, you know, that's sort of a backstory, but it's a story about what happens when suddenly you've got this thing that becomes this monster of an important musical moment. It goes on to spawn so many other songs. And also, it became this whole genre. Just so people understand, what did the Bond theme spawn? I mean, you say, you know, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., Lalo Schifrin's The Liquidator, TV's Mission Impossible, I Spy.
That's right. In fact, John Barry's arrangement of the Bond theme and then his subsequent writing of scores like From Russia with Love and Goldfinger launched an entire subgenre of film music, which we now think of as spy music, which is often very minor keys, kind of stealthy, suspenseful, and also exciting, kind of a combination of the old-fashioned traditional orchestral score combined with some jazz and some popular music influences. And ultimately, as we say, a whole genre of music was sort of spawned.
So we move ahead a couple of films to Goldfinger, that title song written by John Barry, who, a little detail you have in the book, was roommates with the actor Michael Caine. So Michael Caine's the first person to hear Goldfinger. Let's just listen to a little of Shirley Bassey.
Goldfinger! He's the man with the Midas touch. A spider's touch. Such a cold finger beckons you to enter his web of sin.
John Burlingame, talk about brassy. You know, the brass in the instruments, in her voice. Tell us a little bit about the making of this song.
You couldn't have possibly chosen a better adjective for Goldfinger. Brassy, bold, it's right out there. And for John Barry, it was Goldfinger that really cemented the style of the Bonds. I mean, it was his choice to use Shirley Bassey, whose own belting style was so perfect for that song about a villain. And very much that sort of wow, 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 wow. In the trumpets, that's the sort of sassy style that we recall from the Sean Connery Bonds of the 1960s.
And you have a great detail on this song. In the recording of it, Shirley Bassey was having a hard time reaching those really, you know, high notes at the end, and so she did what?
Shirley happened to be in an isolation vocal booth at the time, and the musicians recall seeing a brassiere fly over the side. And so Shirley unencumbered herself enough to sing that last final note.
Goldfinger, written, by the way, by John Barry with Anthony Newley and Leslie Bricus. They also wrote Stop the Rolling, Wanna Get Off. After the break, more with author John Burlingame here and now. But first, here comes that note. Welcome back.
This is the end. Hold your breath and count to 10.
Adele singing the title song to the new James Bond movie, Skyfall. It's the 23rd Bond film, the third to star Daniel Craig, who took over the role of 007 in 2006's Casino Royale. But who did Adele take over from? Well, Jack White and Alicia Keys did Another Way to Die for the last film, Quantum of Solace. Each Bond film has its own song, an idea composer John Barry came up with when he was writing the score for 1964's Goldfinger. We're talking the music of James Bond films with writer John Burlingame. His new book is The Music of James Bond. So, John, let's talk about the songs, beginning with 1965's Thunderball, written by John Barry with lyricist Don Black, sung by Tom Jones. As you write, the lyrics just didn't make a lot of sense.
Well, poor Don Black was stuck with trying to write a lyric for a word called Thunderball. And this was, in fact, after an earlier song called Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang was discarded because the distributor United Artists couldn't see having a song on the radio called Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. What good was that to promote the film? They wanted a song called Thunderball. So Don had to write the song, a little unclear about what that actually meant. And then Tom Jones came and sang it as spectacularly as one can imagine.
He always runs while others walk. He acts while other men just talk. He looks at this world and wants it all. so he strikes like thunderbolt.
Now, these recordings were exerting for these vocalists. Did he almost pass out?
It's true. Tom Jones very nearly passed out on that final note. And again, it was one of those, you know, he's reaching for the top. And I actually had the opportunity to listen to the isolated vocal, which was a wonderful treat, because you can hear Tom running out of breath at the very end. But of course, it's in the final mix of the song. You can't actually hear that. He's sort of dialed down at the end, but it was a stunning revelation.
Let's move on to 1967's Casino Royale, not officially a James Bond film, more of a spoof, but the James Bond song in it was sung by Dusty Springfield, written by Hal David and Burt Bacharach. We just have to listen for a second.
The look of love is in your eyes. The look your heart in disguise. The look of love, the same so much more than just words can ever say.
The look of love, of course, today is an absolute standard, and it's a wonderful song.
Ugh.
It's so great, in fact, that Leslie Bricus, who wound up winning the Oscar for Talk to the Animals, later apologized to Burt Bacharach because he felt that The Look of Love was a much better song.
Well, and who doesn't love Dr. Doolittle, but Look of Love was a better song. Let's go to 1973's Live and Let Die. Now, John Barry wasn't available, so the producers got some guy to write a title song. And then Harry Saltzman, the main producer, heard the demo and said, wow, nice record. I really like the score, but who do we get to sing it? Who was actually singing it on the record that he didn't recognize?
Paul McCartney, perhaps one of the four most famous musicians in the world at the time.
Hey, nice job, but let's get rid of that guy singing and get someone else.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
You know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
But if this ever-changing world which we live in makes you give in and cry, say live and let die.
Live and Let Die is perhaps the entree into the rock and roll world by the Bond canon at that point. McCartney was an inspired choice, and he sort of led the way, and Sir Paul performs Live and Let Die in concert all the time. The wonderful thing about Bond songs is that if you look at the grand arc over the 50 years, it really kind of mirrors what's going on in popular music at the time. You know, for example, Moonraker, the end title of Moonraker has a disco sound to it. Into the 80s, and you have MTV kind of bands like Duran Duran and A-ha performing them.
Hey, drive where we go, I swear my nerves are showing. Set my hopes up way too high, living's in the way we die.
But John Burlingame, we're thinking when you move up to 2006 and the Casino Royale, again, a reinvention of Bond, Daniel Craig as Bond. One of the things that people noticed was there wasn't as much use of the James Bond theme. What do you think about that?
I thought it was a brilliant stroke. You're watching this brand, the complete rebooting of the franchise with this new Bond played by Daniel Craig, and the whole concept of the score was he's not really James Bond yet, so why play the tune? And so little hints are dropped. He gets the car, and then he wins the card game. And then finally, at the very end, when he says the name is Bond, James Bond, the score explodes with all this fabulous brass into an exciting arrangement of the traditional classic James Bond theme. And you know, at that point, he is James Bond.
The second Daniel Craig James Bond was Quantum of Solace. The producers wanted Amy Winehouse to write the theme. Of course, she died way too young. And then you have the new film Skyfall with Adele. Do you think it continues the tradition?
I do. And it's interesting. I've seen the film. And it's interesting when you see the film, you will understand a great deal more about what the lyrics are saying and how they pertain to what's going on in the movie. I think it's one of the best Bond songs in years, and I think it will go down as one of the ones that we will remember most fondly. She's got a great voice, a dynamite voice that harkens back to the old bassy days. She can be soulful and sad, but she can also belt with the best. So I think the Adele song is going to have huge success, both within the context of the film and on the charts.
This John Burlingame. His book on the history of music in James Bond films is called The Music of James Bond. John, thanks so much for talking to us about it. I'm excited. You get excited listening to it.
Thank you so much, Robin.
Will I be the only one going to a James Bond film to hear Adele? Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.